Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the years since hip-hop originated in New York, many other cities have, of course, fueled its global success. As part of NPR's 50th anniversary celebration of hip-hop, we want to take a look at rap on a local level, because rap has always been rooted in regional culture, as Zandria Felice Robinson explains.
Place, histories shape what we listen to. It shapes how the music is made.
Robinson is a writer and associate professor at Georgetown University. She's also a native of Memphis, Tennessee, a city, as she explains, that's innovated rap to reflect its own history and culture.
A lot of hip-hop artists in Memphis and just the hip-hop culture in Memphis in general is descended from and pays homage to Mississippi Delta roots. These were people who migrated up from other parts of the Delta and other parts of Mississippi more broadly to come to Memphis, and they brought the sounds of the blues, and they brought gospel and the labor songs that they would do in the fields to keep pace and keep time.
Every time I look around, my roots have done gone away.
Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis in 1968. And so fast forward to the late 1980s and early 1990s, as hip-hop is sort of taking the country by storm, Memphis is still grappling with the assassination of King. And you've got a new generation of folks who have come up into a time where the promises of the civil rights movement seem to just not have been fulfilled. So there's a lot of grief in this music that becomes Memphis hip hop. There's a lot of anger and there's a lot of darkness. Memphis hip hop is going to bring you those minor key melodies on a loop, a great deal of chanting, one where if we got to go through the darkness, let's chant through the darkness together.
Don't stand so close to me.
Memphis hip-hop is also going to have certain kinds of beat signatures. You're going to hear the snapping snare a great deal. You're going to hear the hi-hat. And Memphis hip-hop artists have another aspect of their signature sound, which is how they deliver the rhymes and the rhythms in which they do so. So the triplet sound you can also hear in DJ Zerk's Lock 'Em in the Trunk. The Lock 'Em in the Trunk refrain comes from a song by the Showboys, and that song's called Drag Rap. It's a bit of a murder ballad. Murder ballads are these songs that were very popular in the mid-century and come up out of the blues tradition, and they're specifically about murder or revenge. It's violent and hyperbolic, but that's kind of the point of that particular tradition.
Ever since I can remember, I've been popping my collar, popping my collar, popping my collar.
Memphis rap is doing its thing throughout the 90s. But it's really the mid-2000s album, 3-6 Mafia's Most Known Unknown, that wake people up to what's been happening in Memphis. Southern hip-hop as a whole was marginalized in the music industry for such a long time. The East Coast, West Coast beef was going on, and there was this sense that, like, these outsiders were here and corrupting the staid traditions of hip-hop. And there was a broad perception that Southerners didn't have the sort of lyrical IQ or intelligence to be able to deliver rhymes. And you have to keep in mind at this time, Southern hip-hop has, you know, Miami bass, it's got New Orleans bounce, it's got this gothic dark music from Memphis. And so there was a sense that all those people want to do is dance. And these ideas are rooted in a kind of South-North dichotomy that emerged in the wake of the Great Migration. The South is accommodation. The South is about letting the white man hit you over the head. The North and the West, by extension, is about Black power, is about Black resistance. And we can see a lot of critiques from East Coast and West Coast artists at the time about the rise of Southern hip hop. There was this sense that corporations were making Southerners into coon representations of Black people and that the political edge of hip hop was being taken away. I think there is still a little bit of an edge there, but you simply can't deny the place of the South in hip hop more broadly and globally.
I'm chilling heavy, understand me, baby, this next to boot.
And so Southern cities really had to work together to both build and articulate their own sounds and build a sound that was fundamentally a Southern sound. I think that Memphis certainly always had a little bit of a chip on its shoulder because for a lot of reasons, our local music industry had collapsed. Stax Records had closed in 1974. I mean, there wasn't a lot of outside major record label interest in the city like there came to be in places like New Orleans and Atlanta and Houston. Memphis was kind of really scrappy. Doing things creatively and innovatively, but not having access to the resources that other places had. And this was actually a boon for Memphis because it allowed for there to be far more diversity and creativity in the sounds. If you look at what major record labels came to be expecting from the Atlanta sound, a lot of it was being dictated, and it gave us a smorgasbord of things from which to sample, which we're seeing kind of the manifestation of that creativity today. Then we begin to see the Southern hip hop sound be extracted from Southern hip hop artists. It becomes less regionally marked and more just, this is what hip hop is. And some folks might disagree because he does have a daddy from Memphis, but Drake is one of the people who takes and popularizes the Memphis sound and Memphis beats. And that's great for Memphis in a lot of ways, but it also flattens the regional distinctiveness because Drake is a national and international global hip hop star who, to be fair, will take anybody's culture, but yeah. The interesting thing about what remains is that to have a distinctive place sound, one of the few things you have is your own voice. And I am consistently amazed with artists coming out, whether it's Glorilla.
But I'm from Tennessee, living in the suburbs now. I still got rash of tendencies. I'm just up now, they throwing shots. I still be drinking Hennessy.
Key Glock.
I got this big diamond ring. Big Rex in my jeans. Yeah, I feel like KD. Shooters on my team.
The late Young Dolph.
Hustle hard, ain't no such thing as luck.
Hold up. We was down for so long, didn't have no trust but to go up.
These people have fantastic Memphis voices. They have a particular Southern accent that is an integration of Memphis and Mississippi Delta. And a lot of the appeal of these artists is the timbre of the voice. It's the turns of phrase, real country things that people are saying that mark them as distinct. And that can tell us a lot about that place. It can tell us about the ingenuity of the people in that place for making something with what they had. That is kind of an element hip hop is known for, and that continues to push the culture forward.
Sandria Felice Robinson, writer and professor at Georgetown University.